with this KLEM Sports Update for this Saturday, May 20th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, another full day at the state track meet in Des Moines. We had the majority of our Plymouth County events take place yesterday, specifically in the 2A and 3A session. We were busy about 4, 5, and 6 o'clock last night. Let's take a look at some of those results and some of the highlights from yesterday. We're going to start in the 1A session in the boys' discus throw, where Ian Blau became the fourth 1A boy to sweep the throws in the state championships, as he became the state champion in the discus throw, a throw of 161 feet 8 inches to win Akron Westfield's second boys state track event title. Of course, he won the first on Thursday in the boys shot put. Outstanding showing there by Ian Blau. We also had another state title winner in the 2A girls discus throw. Allie Schweitzberger of Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central, throw of 133 feet 8 inches. She becomes the fifth KPWC girl, since they merged the program anyway, to win the discus throw. Her fifth time the program has won the girls' discus throw. The other four times, of course, someone by the name of Kiana Phelps. Might have heard of her a time or two. And KPWC wasn't done getting on the podium yesterday. On the boys' side, in the Class 2A boys' high jump, Bo Goodwin, still alive, going for 6'5", but he just couldn't quite clear it. 6'4" was his finishing height. His opponent, who won, actually got over 6'7". But Bo Goodwin is your state runner-up in the Class 2A boys' high jump. Another strong showing for the Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central track team at the state meet in Des Moines. Now to some other highlights from yesterday. We'll go up to the 1A boys high jump, where Lucas Braun of MMCRU tied for ninth. 6'1" jump for Braun, as he ends up in the top 10. In the 1A girls discus throw, Maya Whitehead of Galen Catholic made the finals, 113 feet even, and finished 7th place, unable to improve that throw in her final three throws. In the Class 1A girls 100-meter hurdles preliminary round, Claire Schrader of Remsen St. Mary's qualified for the finals running this afternoon, 15.48 second time to place 5th and get a chance to win a state title today. 110-meter hurdle prelims, Cole McCarty narrowly missed out in 10th. He was just 700th, of a second to miss out on the finals today. In the Class 1A boys 4x200-meter relay, Galen Catholic's team, Cale Pearson, Chance Carlson, Aiden Spangler, and Keaton Bonderson, they took home 4th place, a time of 1:31.63. MMCRU's team took home 17th. Just more highlights. 1A boys 4x400-meter relay preliminary round, Galen Catholic's team of Chance Carlson, Ryan Augustine, Ashton Budden, and Keaton Bonderson, they're going to go for a state title today to finish off the track meet. 3:28.37 in 3rd place. They're going to run later on today at 4:20. More highlights from yesterday. Class 2A girls 100-meter hurdle prelims, Bailey Bouvier of Hinton narrowly missing out on the finals there. I believe that was 500ths of a second she missed out on, 15.67 seconds. And in the 2A boys 110-meter hurdle prelims, Bo Goodwin, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, took home the 10th spot at 15.41 seconds. Other highlights, Bailey Bouvier of Hinton, 2A girls high jump, took home a tie for 4th at 5'2", just couldn't quite get over 5'4". In the 2A boys 400-meter hurdles, Connor Bielner, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, 56.59 seconds, he placed 6th overall. And at the 2A girls 4x4 relay prelims, Hinton's team, Gabby Friesen, Riley Faith, Casey Allen, and Cadence Peterson, they placed tied for 12th, in 12th, 4:12.99. We've got more results, including ones I did not mention. They're up on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab, drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results, and click on the link there at the top of the page, or you can click on Local Sports News, and it's the top post on that page as well. Taking a look at some action from yesterday, we had postseason soccer in town. The Lamar's girls soccer team opened the postseason last night and opened it with a win, defeating Sheldon Sibley O'Cheedon, who came to town by a score of 5-0. The Bulldogs got all 5 of their goals in the first half, using an early burst of energy to get in front. Head coach Nicole Green says clean passes helped get the Bulldogs in front and stay in front to start the game.
They did passing really well and moved really well and just kind of talked a lot more it seemed like than they did the second half, because nothing happened. So but we still kept it at 0, so that helped. But yeah, I think passing and moving, and then when they got a goal, I think it just kind of brought their spirits up and were happy and good to play.
4 different players scored goals for the Bulldogs in the win. Zoe Whitcup was able to return to the lineup for the second time since returning from an injury. She scored 2 goals while helping on others in the win. Coach Green says Whitcup boosts the confidence level of the rest of the team when she's on the field.
The whole team feels more confident with Zoe out there. She is great at assisting, great at talking. They do feel more confident, but if she's not up there on offense as much too, they're getting better about taking shots at practice. We've been just not just Zoe shooting, everybody shooting. So it kind of helps when we get our numbers up and we all feel better about just shooting the ball. And if they're out farther, shoot it. So today especially, I was just like, shoot the ball. Let's get some goals.
Lamar's now has the daunting task of heading up to Spencer for a regional semifinal matchup for the second year in a row. The Tigers are the top seed in the regional bracket and ranked 7th in Class 2A. Coach Green says it will be important to stress good defense and that confidence heading into the match.
I think last year especially, and then this year, knowing how they play, defense is what you need to work on. If we can get the ball up, let's get it up, but be strong on defense. Stay on your player. I think that was a big thing last year. We kind of just let them run. And, yeah, just I don't want them going into it thinking, oh, we're going to lose. They need to keep their heads up because they are a good team. So, and we can play. If we try, we can play too.
And the Bulldogs will take on the Tigers at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night in Spencer. Winner moves on to the regional final. And, of course, that regional final is going to feature either Denison Schleswig, who beat Storm Lake last night 4-0, or Spirit Lake Park Okoboji, who also got the bye on the bottom half of the regional bracket. Taking a look at the baseball scores from yesterday in the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's took down Harlan at home 11-10. They got 3 big RBIs at the plate from Aiden Hogue. The Bulldogs were actually down 10-9 in the bottom of the 6th. It was a great ball game. And then they scored 2 runs to take the lead in the bottom of the 6th inning and kept the Cyclones in check in the top half of the 7th. Other MRAC scores, Sioux City North crushed Denison Schleswig 15-0 in 3 innings. 5th-ranked Lewis Central did the same to Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. This one in 5, 11-0. And Sergeant Bluff Luton narrowly got by Storm Lake. Couple of late runs take down the Tornadoes 3-2. In the War Eagle Conference, Akron Westfield exploded for 9 runs in the top of the 6th inning to take down Trinity Christian big time 18-1. How about the offensive explosion for the Westerners? Connor Wendell, Michael Swancutt, they each drove in 3 runs. Carter Wilkin, Nathan Gaswind, and Tatum Wilkin each drove in 2. Not a bad day at the plate for anybody. Not a bad day on the bump either. Hayden Wahlberg, 6 innings pitched. He allowed just 2 hits, struck out 7, and 1 run allowed to the Tigers. A good outing there for Hayden Wahlberg as the Westerners finish off the opening week with the victory. Also in War Eagle Conference action, Spencer shut out Harris Lake Park 7-0. Western Valley Conference, MVAOCOU over Boyer Valley 15-1, and Logan Magnolia beat Lawton Bronson 7-3. Of course, we do have these team scores as well from the state track meet. We're not going to give you the top 3. We'll just give you the highlights. One of those top teams right now, actually, in the standings, thanks to 2 titles from Ian Blau. Akron Westfield is tied for 2nd in the team standings. 20 points. They are 10 points off of Mount Air in 1st. Galen Catholic on the boys' side has 7 points. They're 25th in 1A. MMCRU is tied for 45th with 1 point. In the girls' standings, girls' Class 1A, Galen Catholic, the only area team scoring points. They're tied for 42nd with 2 at the state track meet. Girls' Class 2A, Kingsley Pearson, Woodbury Central, tied for 7th at 13 points. Hinton has 14 points. They're in 6th place. The KPWC boys are in 12th in the standings with 11 points, and Lamar's boys tied for 13th with 10 points. 10 of 19 events scored heading into today. They'll finish those 9 events for all 4 classes today in Des Moines. And Plymouth County's down to 14 events competing today in finals, state championships. So best of luck to all of those athletes. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports for updates sent right to your Twitter feed, or check out our updates online as well at KLEM1410.com. Finally, on the sports schedule today, the top-ranked team in Class 1A baseball will continue their season. Remsen St. Mary's has a couple of matchups in Algona today. They'll take on Webster City, and they'll be at Bishop Garrigan. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow on Twitter at KLEM Sports. State track results are going to be there all throughout the day. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.